All right, good evening. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kevin James. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater at 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break the net at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Come now, please. Okay, the Boonville Amateur Radio Club holds their monthly meeting on the third Tuesday of every month except December, February, and March. The next monthly meeting will be on April 19, 2016 at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Art and Community Center at 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur license is not required to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should the net not start at 9 p.m. and still have not been done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. This is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Come now, please. All right, this is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any Echolink stations wishing to check in? I will now pause for 15 seconds. Come now, please. Okay, once again, we're looking for Echolink stations. I know there's a couple in the queue there. Maybe they might be having an issue. This is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, taking calls from Echolink stations. Come now, please.
KD2FPM, please copy Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo. That's KA3TFB, Bill in Franklin Park Borough. Over.
All right, Bill, yes, we recognize you, K3TFB. I'm not too sure if my friend Dave, KD2ERR, may be having some issues on his side. We'll see if we get back to him momentarily. Bill, go ahead, take the floor. It's yours.
KD2FPM, KA3TFB, roger, roger. And my apologies there, Mr. Dave, for stepping over you. You were next in line. Anyhow, we've had a monumentalist week. We started out Saturday all morning in the DOT, Department of Transportation, place to get my CDLA renewed. Oh, what a event that was. Cost me $89. Today we signed up for SS, so my first paycheck will be $620. And I did complete the practitionership. And we'll be sending the paperwork out to some provost somewhere in the federal government tomorrow. Back to net control there. Thanks for being there, Mr. Kevin James. Top of the day to everybody. I'm not hoping that everyone is dried out after the successful raining events here. KA3TFB, back to net control. Over.
Hi, yes, received, KD2FPM here. Today wasn't too bad down here in the central southern tier. I know up in the Boonville area they had some rain roll through, and I'm still kind of trying to keep an eye on the weather here as to what's going to happen Sunday night up this way. It looks like there's a storm system that's starting to put the ingredients together, and we'll see where that baby goes. And incidentally, just so you guys know, I'm pinch hitting for Matt KD2JWC tonight. I think he may have had a meeting to go to, but I'll let you guys in on a little secret. So when you hear him tomorrow night, maybe you can all say hello to him. Today happens to be his birthday, so I was also trying to help out on the backside with Octen and to see if we could generate him some traffic through the Oneida County Traffic Emergency Net, so that way when he does check in on the local repeater down here. There'll be some traffic hopefully waiting for him. If not tonight, definitely tomorrow night, so that'll be kind of cool. I did see Dave poke in, and I think Dave poked back out. I'm hoping he may come back in. I will keep an eye for him. That would be KD2ERR. I'm not sure. He may be having some issues tonight, which I'm hoping they get resolved. In the interim, I tell you what we will do. This is KD2FBM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take calls from regular members and guests. Come now, please.
And 2PFM, good evening. WA2U.
Okay, we got two, N2PFM, George, and WA2U, John. George, go ahead, tell us how things are out your way, and give us an idea what your temperature is like right now and what extremes you saw.
Well, good evening, everyone. There weren't much extremes today. Low of 38, high of 54, and it's now 45 degrees out. And that's temperature range here, and I found out my favorite neighbor there, I heard from people that he was making threatening remarks about me, and I had to call the police this morning, and even the police tried to reason with him, and he said he doesn't even want to see what the county survey looks like or anything. All he knows is he's going to take me to court, and if he doesn't win, he'll appeal to all the way to the Supreme Court till he gets me. Well, fine. He can go ahead with throwing evidence and shoot himself in the foot. I couldn't care less. He says, ignore until the time comes. So that's about it there. And other than that, everything here is nice and quiet the way I like it. The last few days I haven't used the wood stove at all, as I said. That's the temperature the way it is. The gas heater keeps it around 68 to 70, and that's fine with me. So with that, we'll say God bless in 73s. And 2PFM clear.
Okay, George. Yeah, it's funny. I actually have a fake wood stove here in my apartment because we're not allowed to have real ones, and I say fake. It's an electric one, and I just let the lights run behind. It looks like a really nice, pretty flame in it, so I always leave it running year-round. I know it's probably silly, but I enjoy just the ambience that it gives of the light flickering. And, you know, I always feel like I'm in a cabin, and wishful thinking, that is, I'd be up in the Adirondacks in a cabin enjoying a nice, quiet, crackling fire in a wood stove or a fireplace. That'd be kind of a cool thing. All right, John, I tell you what, we'll move on and see what's going on your way. WA2U, this is KD2FPM.
Yeah, okay, Kevin James, WA2U, here at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir. Good evening to George and anyone else that might be just tuning in, turning on the radio. Let's see, had a good day today. I'll comment on that. Yeah, George, remember that old, I remember when I was younger, I always thought, there were always these sayings. You wonder what kind of, what worth they had. But I remember my parents, or teachers, remember, silence is golden. That was always a good one. And a lot of the military, a lot of strategists, the element of surprise, not showing your colors, so ignoring, redirecting, if you do, I'll tell you, if you do absolutely nothing and don't even show any concern, that will just, some people just can't stand it. They want, they create something, they want a reaction to their action. And when they don't get any action, they just don't know what to do. But anyways, today we're down to Herkimer. Stopped in the sheriff's department there for a moment, picked a piece of paper up, and let's see what else. Did some shopping. Came back and walked. Oh, I that's kind of silly. Talk about silliness. Friend was over, and I goes, I wonder how does a wood splitter start? So I went and got the key and choked it, and it started right off the battery. So that, don't worry about your stove. I had no reason to start the wood splitter except to see that it would start, but it did. And he was kidding me because he knew I did burn a stick of wood this year. And he goes, well, you know, you get the saw out, you got plenty of time, get out there and saw those logs up. I've got enough wood, and if I don't burn a, I have enough wood for a year and a half at least. police, but no, I'll get out there and take care of it. It's kind of, it's funny. I was standing out there planning on how we were going to do for the deck. I want to build a deck for the camp and some other things. And then UPS came over and they dropped off a box. So I put a nice clothes rack together. Boy, it was nice and simple. I didn't even read the instructions. I sorted all the parts out. So there you go. And some people might have an interest in this. This is always a good sign of spring. April, mark this on your calendar, day after tax day, I guess April 15th. Well, that's usually when it is, but I don't know. The 16th and 7th is the 16th and 17th is the Syracuse Gun Show. And if the signs of the time have been anything, they'll probably have lines going from who knows how long they are. They're usually long. I guess to get us like 7 or something, and senior citizens get a buy. I asked the lady, what's a senior citizen? She couldn't give me the age cut off. I said, you know, it's kind of funny. Sometimes you're a senior citizen, depending, and then if you really want to go to something, you're not a senior citizen. And then kids under 12. But that's from 9 to 5 on Saturday, and from 9 to 3 on Sunday, usually packed. So that's April 16th and 17th. People might want to mark that on the calendar. And the weather should be tremendous for that, so. Kevin James, we'll turn it back over to you, and we'll say good evening to everyone, and thanks for doing the Nav Dog. It's about 43 degrees here. 43 degrees. Kathy's doing fine. We're doing well here. We're going to watch your program on 24, all about coffee, I believe. WATU, back to Nav.
Okay, let's see what's happening here. This is KD2FBM Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I guess there were some issues with Echolink out where my friend Dave lives down in Bainbridge. That'd be KD2ERR. I just had him quickly holler up to me on the 8-5 repeater, and he does say hello to everyone, just that he can't get in here tonight, and he will hopefully try again tomorrow night. So. Yeah, interesting thing, John. Let me throw something in the mix here, too. Last night, I was going to tell you really quick, I was trying to download some music. First time actually doing this on iTunes, and man, I tell you what, that is a fiasco if you've never done it before. And everything was running great, and then all of a sudden, my PayPal just got hung, and I was like, oh, wonderful. And so I was on the phone with PayPal until about 1 o'clock this morning. They then said, oh, it must be an issue with iTunes. So, of course, iTunes closed like 2 hours earlier. I did not know that, so I had to wait till today. So once I got it resolved, I got the rest of the music I'm going to be using for a radio show here at my college station that I actually participated in back, oh gosh, I'm going to date myself here. 1982 is when I first took my first commercial, non-commercial radio course to try and get my FCC license, and so they've always liked to invite me back here, especially more so recently. Do a show on the alumni weekend for the radio station. I believe the station is now 52 years old, maybe 53, something like that. So it's an honor to be able to go in there. And, of course, I do a real, real nice job. I kind of take the old format of the old Rock 107. And if anybody remembers that's listening, the old Rock 107 down in Utica, I actually used to sit behind some of the best and the greatest in the entertainment industry, and learned an awful lot from those guys. So I have my benchmark set quite high. So I tell you what, before I get going crazy here with this, I'll throw out another call. This is KD2FBM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, taking calls and looking for actually any further check-ins, comments, or queries. Come now, please.
KC2WI.
KC2NBU.
Okay, we picked up two more. We got KC2WIP and KC2NBU. I believe that's Ray. And let me look at my notes here, make sure. Yes, I am right. Boy, I got a good memory tonight, Ray. Be thankful. I'm actually having a good moment here. All right, Pete, go ahead. The floor is yours. I heard on the other net you were out cross-country skiing, and I have to admit, I'm a little jealous because I used to cross-country ski when I had a back and knees to do it, and I loved it. I actually enjoyed cross-country skiing. We actually had a neat place over here by me. Actually, it was at my college, to be honest with you. It was the old fitness trail, and there was a 3-mile loop and I think a 5.5-mile loop that you could do, and beautiful terrain. There is just nothing like being out there in the open and just enjoying that. So go ahead, Pete. Tell us what's going on.
KC2WI. Well, I went home on Friday night, and Saturday was the midwinter geocaching get-together, which for many years has been up in Long Lake. And I think, I don't know where it started. I know about 11 years ago it was in Saranac Lake. And then it moved to Long Lake for 10 years, except for 2014, when the big-time geocachers up there, a guy and his wife, who he met geocaching, I guess, because they're both big-time geocachers. They got married at some point. But anyway, and I know them, but I'm not really friends with them. Anyway, but they ran the event for many years. He did, kind of, I guess, really. And after doing it for many years, after a while, anything like that, it's a lot of work. So, in 2014, I guess he had a new job, or I don't know exactly, but they didn't do it, so I picked it up and did it over in the Lake Pleasant area with help from someone else. And then they did it again last year. Usually it's done at the end of February, but in Lake Pleasant we did it 2 years ago in the second Saturday in March, and again we did this year because in a normal winter, it's just so busy up there. Actually, even this time of the year, in a normal winter, but it really calms down sort of in March. It's a typical thing I used to see with when I used to do downhill skiing, a lot of downhill skiing. When the weather starts to get sunnier and warmer and the snow starts to go away downstate or New Jersey or wherever, some people just sort of assume that the snow isn't very good, or they kind of, they lose interest, or like my friend Bill at the end of the street says, with the crazies up on Tug Hill, they run out of money. They go like crazy and then they run out of money, or whatever. So it does calm down. So I felt that why would we want to try and bring more people in the end of February when it's crowded anyway? Let's try and pull some in later. So anyway, we scheduled it, and I ended up really doing almost all the work on this myself. I bet I spent 100 hours at least of placing geocaches and arranging and posting on the updates on the geocache, the event page and Facebook pages and all this stuff. I'm sure it was over 100. But we didn't have a big turnout. I think a combination of a different time, different date, and a different place, and the cars, there really was no winner by the time Saturday came around. We were out. Nobody needed any kind of skis or snowshoes or anything to go anywhere that that there were caches. But it was a beautiful day, and we had a nice little group. Sunday it wasn't quite as nice, but I just said, I'm going to try skiing, and I went out on the lake. It was okay, but a little icy. I thought, it was in the afternoon. I waited a little later in the day. It was better. The sun got out and softened it up a little more. And I skied around actually skied the trail, most of the trail, over to Fawn Lake, which is maybe half a mile, quarter of a mile, I don't know, not too far. And then I skied halfway or partway around the lake, yeah, about half a mile of trail. I skied partway around the lake, that's maybe a mile, maybe I skied a mile and a quarter, I don't know, something. And came back and down and relaxed a little bit. And I made another loop counterclockwise around the entire lake. That lake is about, I think it's a little over a mile long. It's, so I guess, let's see, I'm actually looking at here. According to Garmin Base Camp, it's 1.5 miles if you measure the longest distance. So skiing around it would be about 3 miles. Well, it'd be more than that if you actually followed the contours of the shore. But I'd say 3.5, maybe. I skied. So it was, and it was fairly nice. And I guess that was it because it rained like crazy up there. I don't know about here, but it rained. It really rained yesterday. You could have, I could have gone out today, but it's just going to keep going downhill. So I did kind of get in a last, unexpected last cross-country ski, and I don't know if there's enough snow up on Tug Hill, like at the Carpenter Road trails here, to go or not. But it's going to be crummy all week, and I'm busy. So anyway, that's the long story about the cross-country skiing, and it's still a month earlier than normal. And now my next project, which isn't really much work, but a little prep before I go to the meeting tomorrow night. It's kind of a meeting, open house, you know, and digital NDEMS demonstration. And hopefully we'll have a pretty good turnout from hams and maybe some non-hams who are interested up at the public safety building in, on Stowe Street in Lowellville. And then that's the last big sort of project thing I got for a while. I got to just keep going and working it. But I do have some ham stuff that I think I'm going to get done this next month. Well, you know, normally I'd be trying to get those last snowmobiling rides in on the nice days, and now it's just going to be crummy, rainy weather, so good time to stay in and work on my FUM TV and get the E-Star going. And I understand now that there's you can interface with the DMR network and that, so that'll be kind of cool. KC2WI.
Oh, okay, Pete. Yeah, now, you know, it's funny you were mentioning snowshoeing in there. Now, that's something I've never done. I would love to try it, but unfortunately, I don't think I'd be very successful at it. Probably, I'll make you guys laugh a little bit. I'd probably be a little bit better off if I bought some reinforced tennis rackets and duct tape in my feet. It might last a little bit longer. So if you guys get a little humor out of that one, I apologize. So, all right, KC2NBU, Ray, you are up. This is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net.
Well, good evening. We're still at 46 degrees. We just got back from the Rocky Mountain Buffalo. Bought a couple cars, got them home. So we're just sitting down, relaxing, and listening to the net, and call it a day.
Okay, Ray, sounds like you had a pretty, pretty busy day out on the road, so that's kind of cool. Found some new cars to mess with there, so that'll be kind of a fun thing to check them out. So, yeah, I did want to tell you guys, I just got a text message from Matt, the guy that would normally be in here as net control, 82JWC. He was stuck at a meeting, and he's just finishing up and heading back, so I'm not sure if he may pop in here or not, but in the interim, I tell you what I will do just in case. I'll keep the floor open here. This is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time. Come now, please.
KC2WI.
All right, KC2WI, Pete, go ahead. KD2FBM here. The floor is yours, Pete.
I was just wondering, Ray, did you happen to look at that Focus and see what it actually sold for, and that would it have been in the range or not? Over.
Yeah, I did check it out. It was a nice smoke-free car. It had a crack in the headlight. And when it went through, they did not announce that it was a stick shift. And it brought in the high 11s. So it brought an automatic price. So somebody's gonna get a big surprise when they get the vehicle delivered and find out that it's not an automatic.
Right. Well, of course, for me, you know, it's a plus. But yeah, you know, well, I still may consider that in the future. I have to go look at one of those hatchbacks and just evaluate it for future reference. But anyway, I'll talk to you later about all that. But that's interesting. That's what I was thinking. Well, you know, who knows if I was passing up a deal or not? It sounds like, I guess not. But I don't know. Maybe the right, you know, for the right person, whoever bought it, they'll luck out. But anyway, wouldn't they have known? I mean, wouldn't you look at the thing beforehand?
No, these are buyers, and a lot of the buyers just watch online. But a lot of the buyers that are standing there, they don't peek their head into. Come on, how often does a 5-speed go through? They're not going to poke their head in on every single car, going, "Gee, is it a 5-speed?" Now, if it was a Mustang GT convertible, yeah, they'd be looking, because there's still a lot of 5-speeds out there. But to answer your question, no. I'll bet you $1 that the person that bought that and the people bidding on it thought it was an automatic, because book value, you subtract over $1,000 for a stick shift. Now, the one that we did buy has, and I've never seen this before, it's a 2013 Focus, got a fuel economy package. And we averaged 41.6 miles to the gallon on the trip back. Unbelievable. It's 72 miles an hour.
Wow, that's interesting. I guess I don't know what the regular ones are rated, but my memory is they're pretty high, and I've got, I don't think it's as good as now, but my Escort, I used to be always in well above 35 and casual driving in the summer, but it's very interesting. Anyway, well. Talk to you about that later. KC2WI.
All right, this is KD2FPM Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Still looking for any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time. Come now, please.
WAQ with a quick query for KC2WI.
All right, Net Control recognizes, good grief, I'm losing my mind here. WA2U for KC2WI, go ahead. Take your question and go ahead.
Okay, Kevin James, this is John. Pete, I just wondered, I don't want to hold up things here too long. I'm curious with the weather and stuff, if you tried starting the generator, you haven't taken a look at it, or what your thoughts were, or maybe you were given up. Just a brief update, WA2, and I'll listen, and you can turn it back to Kevin James, WA2.
Yeah, I haven't, because, like I said, I spent a lot of time leading up to the event there Saturday, and so I haven't had time. to go out and do anything with it, but I thought maybe I would get to it this weekend, but there's a couple things going on, so that might screw me up a little bit. I'm going to be pretty busy the rest of the week, and I may be catching up this weekend. Anyway, no, haven't done anything with it yet. No online research, nothing. But it would be pretty cool if I could figure it out. Anyway, by the way, I see the pretty good start on open water on Hinkley Reservoir when I went by today. From what you can see quickly, and the Cayuta Lake is all. I don't know if it's all ice free because I can only see where you go over the bridge there at the inlet end. But from far as I could see, it didn't look like any hint of ice, so I suspect it might. If it's not all out, it's pretty close. That's just unheard of conditions. It's amazing. I think we're going to get a couple nights where it's going to get cold and below freezing. But I was just talking to a customer today about, that, and he doesn't think we're going to have a very good year at all for maple syrup. So, anyway, back to net, KC2WI.
Okay, yeah, Pete and John, my apologies for getting a little sidetracked there. I was getting a text message from another ham over in Syracuse. He was sharing some information on reloading for some shells and stuff with me at the same time. So, yeah, oops. Okay, paying attention here still. This is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, multitasking here. Looking for any other comments, queries, or late check-ins. Come now, please. Okay, I'll make one final call for any last-minute comments, queries, or late check-ins. Come now, please. Okay, hearing none, I will now close the Black River Valley Service Net at 2135 local time and return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone who checked in tonight, and we had K3TFB, Bill, out in Franklin Park Borough, that's in Pennsylvania, N2PFM, George, WA2U, John, KC2WIP, and KC2NBU, Ray. Much appreciated chatting with you guys tonight, and I always learn some interesting things from you guys, too. Tell you what, like I said, I'm also going to check out of here because I do know that Octen will be in momentarily, and I want to make sure that they have a clear path to the repeater. I'm actually going to jump out to the Norwich repeater on the 685 for Octen myself. So thanks, guys. Have a safe night. We'll hopefully catch you again tomorrow night, and KD2FPM will be clear through the Echolink system.
Kilo Charlie 2, Oscar Victor Bravo, Dick from Utica, calling for the United County Traffic Emergency Net. All stations, with or without traffic, are welcome and will be appreciated. Calling for Octen.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
NBU, good evening, Ray. Thank you for checking in. Much appreciated. Calling for Octen. All stations with or without traffic are welcome.
All right, this is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike. Again, that's KD2FPM. I'll check in here tonight for Octen. I was going to check in on another repeater, but if you want, just advise I'm checking in through Echolink for Octen.
Roger, KD2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, thank you for checking in. Much appreciated. Calling for Octen, all stations with or without traffic, you're welcome. Final call for Octane. All stations are welcome, with or without traffic. Octane would like to thank the Boonville Amateur Radio Club for allowing Octane to use their repeater. Much appreciated. Good evening, gentlemen. Thank you for your check-ins. KC2OVB clear.